I heard about this little dolphin on the radio that she had just lost her tail. And I was thinking to myself, you know, we could, you know, help this little dolphin. And, you know, we put prosthetics on people, why not a tail on a dolphin? So I called the aquarium and said, you know, I'm going to do this. And here we are 7 years later with a very happy dolphin and many, many happy people wearing prosthetic devices that came out of this particular project.
What came out of this project to help human beings specifically?
Especially the gel material. We had to develop a gel material to protect her skin. And you think of a dolphin skin. Dolphin skin is very fragile, as human skin is also very fragile. So during our project, working earlier on with the dolphin, we had this little girl that called us and said, you know, I cannot wear my prosthesis. I lost both of my legs, below the knee, and my skin is so fragile, I just can't stand on prosthetics. Could I try the dolphin material? So we got some of the dolphin material to her, and she had been walking ever since on the dolphin gel. And at this stage, now there's literally thousands of people across the world walking around on dolphin gel material and doing very, very well with it.
What is in this gel that makes it so much different?
It's a very soft material. It's also very sticky and clingy. So when the dolphin puts it on or when a person puts it on, it doesn't move. It sticks with them. Where traditional type gels that we've used in the past, they're inclined to move. And especially in this time of the year when we have really hot weather and perspiration. But this material is a lot clingier and holds the prosthesis on in place.
When you were called in to help this young dolphin that had been caught in the crab trap, what was your first thought? Did you think that, well, perhaps this, maybe there's nothing I can do? When did it strike you, yes, there is something I can do?
First, I called my friend Dan Frimke in Sarasota, Florida. He grew up, you know, on the west coast of Florida. He's been around dolphins all his life. I said, Dan, you know, are we mad or what do you think? Do you think this is something we can do? And he said, absolutely. You know, we make this happen. So he and I, we worked nighttime and weekends on this project. And it took about a year to come up with a working solution for Winter the Dolphin.
Now, you'll be in the area tomorrow meeting with patients. What do you often hear? What kind of questions do you hear? What kind of concerns do these people bring to you?
Oftentimes it's comfort issues. You know, they'll say, you know, my prosthesis, you know, they're just having a comfort issue. And, you know, simple solutions just like this dolphin gel material can offer great comfort to an individual. But also just sitting down and talking about, you know, what's coming. You know, people are always excited about what's coming in prosthetics. And with the war in Afghanistan and, you know, people coming out of Iraq missing limbs, the prosthetic technology has greatly increased. You know, it's incredible innovations have been made in the last 10 years.
Yeah, I guess if there is a silver lining to this black cloud of war, I guess perhaps it gives you some progression in your field.
It does. You know, it's a big price to pay, but, you know, with these young men and women coming back, you know, we owe to them to come up with greater and better solutions. And as a result, the typical amputee across America is also benefiting.
You've been in this field some 30 years. What are the major changes that you've seen since you've started?
Wow, I've seen a lot of changes. When I came into the field, believe it or not, there were still a lot of wooden legs. For today, there might be, you know, we might see one wooden leg in a year. In a typical practice, you don't see them anymore. They're all very high-tech. They've changed drastically in the last, again, saying in the last 10 years, like computerized ankles, the last couple of years, incredible concepts with lower limb prosthetics, just awesome changes. And again, the same way with upper extremity prosthetics, just incredible changes have been made.
And I guess there's also development of that the prosthetic is actually somehow reads brain waves, or it can understand what the brain wants the arm or the leg to do. It just doesn't get dragged around like an old prosthetic would.
Yeah, with upper extremity prosthetics, we can put little electrodes on various muscle groups, and the very minute the person activates that muscle group, they can actually open the prosthetic hand, close the prosthetic hand, turn the prosthetic hand. It's just incredible to see it.
You said that a lot of people want to know what's coming, what's in the future for this field. What is in the future? What can we expect over the next 20 or 30 years?
What we will see is, you know, smarter prosthetics, which really are here today. We're working with them right now. But also maybe direct attachment, where the prosthetic device would be attached directly to the person's body. There's actually FDA approval for something like 20 cases to be done here in the United States. So some amazing things happening in the area of prosthetics.